for my hair. I said that's Boutros Ghali. I don't know who Boutros Ghali is.
Hi, I'm John, and I went to Henley-on-Thames before it was cool.
And I'm John, and I went to Henley after it was no longer cool.
Hi, and I'm not John, and I wrote a limerick. There once was a polar bear from Tromso, whose stomach began to ache so. His belly made a racket, so he ate one of the John's jacket, and then he wandered away playing the trombone. This is Would John Rather, a podcast where we ask John's Would They Rather questions, and sometimes they ask me, and I'm included as well. We're laughing because I just stole John's limerick and made it better that he refused to tell on the podcast. So suck it, John.
It wasn't better.
It was.
I've got a question to ask you both because it's a debate we were having at work, and I'm sure Grammar King John will be able to help me with this. But so, obviously, gender inequality and gender identity is a big thing in the news at the moment. Not really the news, it's just an issue. So we all know that you've got for a female who identifies as a female. You've got Miss who is unmarried, Mrs. for who is married, and Ms. is either somebody who is divorced or somebody who would prefer not to disclose whether they're married or not. Correct?
Yeah.
For a gentleman, a man, you have Mr. However, when you're a child, you're Master. When does being called Master stop? Is that just a child thing, or until I get married, am I still a master?
I think it's just when you stop being a child.
So you're no longer a master on your 18th birthday.
I'm not really sure, because I would declare there was a definite time when my post stopped arriving as master and started just arriving as my initial. Around about 10, and then
yeah, I'd say it's somewhere between 10 and 12.
Unless the bank wants to get in contact with me, it's just my initial.
So, you are only a master until you hit puberty. Is that what we're agreeing on?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then after that, you don't have a title until you're 18.
Or you get your doctorate.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah.
These are the things that keep me up at night, and I could Google them, but I don't like to Google everything. I prefer to put on a public forum where we can be completely wrong and people can let us know via Twitter or however your preferred method of contact is this week. But that was all I needed to know. I mean, I've got all the information that I needed, and I told an amazing limerick, so that's all for this week, isn't it?
Okay, well, I don't have all the information that I need because... We're going to jump right in, and I'm going to ask you, would you rather lose your keys or your phone?
Correction, it's dive right in.
Dive right in. Oh, God damn it. I do that every week. I think it's going to be jump right in. No, I think it's going to be dive right in. No, it's jump right in.
Episode 29. It's been dive right in. I think
John
maybe,
still hasn't got it right.
Maybe two of the first five episodes I didn't say dive right in, but... Essentially, over 25 weeks of this, and you still can't get it right.
I second guess myself.
But I'd rather lose my phone.
Damn it. That's definitely not what I'd rather lose. I'd definitely rather lose my keys, because if you can't get back into your house, then you have to go somewhere else. And when you're going somewhere else, you might have an adventure.
Yeah, but you have to go somewhere else, which you might see other people that you don't like. Because as you've expressly concerned, for weeks on end, you don't like other people.
This isn't Greece. He's not going to go underneath the bridge and find the Thunderbirds and get run out of town.
Yeah? You've completely lost me on your reference there.
I said this isn't Greece. He's not going to go under the bridge, meet the Thunderbirds and get run out of town.
Yeah.
Not a fan of Greece? No, okay.
I mean, the country, the film?
Musical.
Okay, musical. Got ya. Where did they meet the Thunderbirds? Under a bridge?
Yeah, under a bridge.
Yep. I feel like this is one of those... This is one of the... they were the T-Birds. They weren't the Thunderbirds.
Thunderbirds? Oh, no, that was International Rescue, wasn't it?
Right, okay. It felt like you were trying to verbally do me one of those picture quizzes where it was like a picture represents a certain word and then you make a name of a film. You were like Grease, Under a Bridge, Thunderbirds, Ran Out of Town. And I was like, Grease is a country. Under the Bridge is a song by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Thunderbirds had
Thunderbirds will go.
And Virgil. And then Ran Out of Town was from it. And I was like, these are all sentences that make sense to me. But together, I'm completely lost. I still am, but I'm just going to agree with you. Does that sound okay to everyone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
So while I'm out, I'm going to go find something else to do. It might be meeting the Thunderbirds underneath a bridge, but it also equally might be doing something else. And I will use my phone to order a takeaway pizza to bring the evening to a close.
Now that you're a hermit.
Yeah, while I camp in the woods.
Okay. Well, I live alone, so for me to get back into my house is going to prove very difficult if I don't have my keys. So, and I have a car, so if I can't, I can get into my house, I can get into my car, I'm pretty much sorted. I can still live, I can still get to work. If I haven't got my phone, it means I'm not going to be bothered by work, which is a positive. And I think the worst thing that I ever did was get a smartphone, because I can't live without it anymore. But I wish I could go back to not having a smartphone. All the way through uni, I just had an old school, what we probably call these days, a burner phone. But it was all I needed. It sent texts, it made calls. Bosh, job's a good one. I didn't need it for anything else. Now it's got all these things that I rely on. It'd be such a relief to just to not have it. You'd have the anxiety for the first hour or two of going, oh no, I've lost my phone. But when you'd come to terms with it, you'd be, oh, I've lost my phone. I would go to work. I would phone the phone company. I would get them to lock the phone so nobody could access any of the things that they might need to access on it. And then I would just wait for a new phone. I can survive without a phone for a couple of days. I can't survive without shelter. Shelter is one of, on the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, one of your base needs.
You work in a hotel. Surely yeah. They've got rooms.
What if they're full that night?
Camp.
Then you, yeah, work a night shift.
Yeah. Where are you getting this tent from to camp in, John?
Shops. Haven't lost my wallet.
True. And also, you can't get into your home. Your phone's going to be good on a modern smartphone for maybe the next 10 hours.
And you're within walking distance of your accommodation.
Everybody lives in walking distance of their accommodation.
No, sorry. You live, if you get home and you go, oh, no, I've lost my keys, you live walking distance to where you work. And so you've lost your car keys.
What do you define as walking distance? Because everything's walking distance.
It's just a matter of time, guys.
I mean, me losing my keys means I also lose my car keys, whereas John doesn't drive. He can drive, but he doesn't drive, so it's not as much of an issue for him to lose his keys.
He doesn't drive since crashing into that police car.
No, I've only driven since I crashed into that police car.
You've exclusively driven in London.
Were you in London? No, I mean, I hadn't really done any driving until then.
You just passed your test, so did you go your test blind? Did you never touched a car before? Because I believe that.
I'm just not counting that as driving.
Ah, okay. But yeah, either way, you live in London, so you'd only be losing your house keys, I presume. Do you have any keys for work?
No.
No? So losing your keys isn't a big issue?
Not really.
I've got keys for work, so I'd have no car, nowhere to live, I'd be in trouble at work. I'd lose my phone and go to the shop and buy another one.
I'd have had a lot more ambition with losing my phone if I picked you off.
And also, my phone's insured. So
instead, you've shown no ambition to your adventures that you were going on when not having your keys.
Your adventure consisted of, I'm going to go to the nearest woods and order a pizza.
Well, it was my first night.
Oh, were you going to slowly adapt, overcome, evolve?
Yeah, the adventures might have got better. I mean, the thing is about an adventure is you don't know what's going to happen.
But you also, there's no need for any of that. You're talking about getting a tent and how you're going to sustain yourself because you've not lost your wallet. You could just go to the local cafe and wait until you know for sure that your wife is home, that you live with.
That's much less interesting.
But it's probably what you do.
She gets home before me.
She'll be kept out before you. So there is, and you live in London where everything's always open. So if you lost your keys, you would go home, say to your wife, "Can I borrow your keys for 10 minutes?" Walk around the corner, get a new key cut, and that would be the end of your problems. But instead, you're going to get home, see that she's in, go, this is a problem. Go and buy a tent, set it up in the woods. Then hopefully your phone's still got battery. Order a pizza to the woods. And that's just the first night.
Just the first night.
This is exciting.
I've heard of people
avoiding their problems, but this is brilliant.
Tell me you don't want to be there.
I want you to have to be forced, sitcom style, like An Idiot Abroad, to live out some of these ridiculous plans that you put into. If I am big on the lottery, that's what I'm going to do.
Makes a TV show called John's Bad Decisions.
Maybe I could sneak into London Zoo.
Why?
It's an adventure.
Who's like Bear Grylls, he's going to find a snake and eat it alive.
And camp.
You also...
Oh, guys, I've got it. You know, we've got our two successful films of Ninjas in Paris. What was the other one? Maybe it's just last week.
Oh, your Sketchy Death.
Sketchy Death. So we've got Ninjas in Paris, Sketchy Death. We're going to do John as urban Bear Grylls.
Just with less training and...
It's all right. You're going to break into London Zoo and you're going to eat their animals.
One by one.
That was an endangered porcupine.
Could have done with some salt, love.
If you cut it just right, you don't need cocktail sticks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Very yeah. Good. Also, all these things that you're suggesting, John, you don't need to lose your keys to do them.
Yeah, it gives you the impetus, the drive.
It's like, oh, I've lost my keys. Better break into London Zoo and eat the animals. Like, what? That's your go-to if you lose your keys. Not, I'll call a locksmith or knock on the door and wait for my wife to answer. No, I'm going to go and eat a giraffe.
Oh, no. Now we're going to have the giraffe lovers tweeting at us.
Nobody tweets at us. I think we should stop pretending people do, because people only need to check.
No, they can't tell.
What do you mean they can't? Of course they can.
Twitter's a very public place.
Maybe you should get some publicity for us and go and break into London Zoo.
I was doing it for the podcast.
All publicity is good publicity.
Tattoo our podcast name onto a hyena.
Even they wouldn't laugh at our podcast.
Oh.
I've got nothing more to say on the matter. I really just... Yeah, I'm spent.
I'm calling it there then. John wins.
What?
Because, like yourself, I actually already decided which one I'd rather lose. I'd rather lose my keys, because, like with John, my wife arrives home before I do. so I could grab the spare keys and then get a separate new set card and then just claim I found a new key ring that I liked and pretend I never lost it in the first place. And if I lost my phone, I've got a lot of pictures of my little boy and I've got so many pictures of the dog that aren't backed up that if I lost them, they could be lost forever.
I mean, my biggest suggestion there would be to back them up.
Yeah, I've got a cloud hard drive. I just can't remember my password to access it properly.
So if I
lose my phone, it's my own goddamn fault, and it's very stupid, and I don't have to admit that's going to happen.
So I've got full respect for the fact that you at least admitted, you had the cojones to admit that John wins, but only because of his decision, not because of any of his arguments. I can live with that.
No.
Okay, that's fine. I will accept.
I'm not going to lie. Although I would like to see him try and eat a giraffe.
Yeah.
John, because you've won, are you going to eat a giraffe on my behalf now?
What?
Because I let you win, are you going to eat a giraffe to appease me?
Don't know.
Could you talk about it more while I get the next question up?
Eat. I didn't realise it was
the
part
fucking
of...
giraffe.
I didn't realise it was part of the deal.
If you'd like to see John eat a giraffe in London Zoo at the stroke of midnight, please tweet at us at Would J Rather. Or if you have a preference of a different animal that you'd like him to eat, let us know your suggestions.
You can tweet me at John Rather. It's J-O-N, no H. Because I'm afraid that if you write my name down in a very specific way, the H would attract a helicopter, like a little drone. It would use it like a landing pad. So no H's, no helicopter deaths.
I really thought that you were just going to say that because you've lost it, which would have fit in quite nicely. But I did like what you did there.
And you can contact me by RSS feed.
Which, just to clarify, he had no idea what that was up until we started doing this, and I'm quite sure he still doesn't.
I know what an RSS feed is.
What does RSS stand for, John?
I don't need to know what it stands for to know what it does.
You said that about the Labour Party. Okay, moving on before we call John out on more of his shit. Would you rather be the middle child or an only child?
Middle child.
Oh, shit. I've got 8 brothers and sisters.
And now you've got to pretend what life would be like without them.
Whoa. That came across a lot more sinister than I think you intended it to.
Well, he's not going to eat a giraffe, so I'm going to pay a visit to his family.
I'd much rather be a middle child. Like, it's... I think more than anything else, it teaches you what's fair and how to share and just a lot about life. And only children tend to be a lot more inherently selfish, whether they realise it or not.
See... I want to be, I'd rather be an only child because, you know, when you've got a 34 bag mix of sweets.
Oh, don't do this to me.
And you just want to eat all the Milky Ways. I don't want anyone challenging me, and I just want to eat all of them.
Oh. Matt, any comments?
I firmly believe in sharing. Firmly believe in sharing. It's called a share bag for a reason.
but do you?
Yes. Yes, at the risk of me being single on the 6th of November, the day after this airs.
I've got nothing further to say on the matter.
I can't think of anything else to say because I'm really struggling as to whether I'm brave enough to leave this in or not. Because I knew you were going to do that, you prick. Oh, dear. Yeah, it's just selfish. Just selfish, that sentiment, however you want to phrase it. I get paid tomorrow. I'm going to go out and I'm probably going to buy some baking supplies and do some baking. I'm not going to sit at home and eat it all myself. I'm going to take some into work. I'm going to take some to see my mother and brother this weekend, nieces and nephews. I'm going to share it because sharing is caring.
Right, and what's that got to do with being a middle child?
Because it teaches you that you have to share. You've got a brother. Whether it's being the middle child or not, you said it's for being a middle child or being an only child. I'd rather be any part of a group of siblings because it teaches you so much about camaraderie and just being a pack and having to... It's almost like learning how to be in a civilization before you actually have to realise that the world doesn't revolve around you. Having to play a computer game with your... brother who you really don't want to play with, but your parents are sick of both of your shit, so they're just like, entertain it, because even though I'm the one that decided to have a child, you're the one that now has to deal with it. It teaches you that you don't always get your own way, which is a hard lesson, but unfortunately for only children, they never have to compete for their parents' attention or love or finances or time, and they just get pretty much what they want when they want. And that is not how the world works.
That's if they're a spoiled only child. Not every only child's like that.
Your child doesn't have to compete for your time with another child. Your child doesn't have to compete financially with another child. At the moment, I would hazard a guess that your disposable income around Christmas that you've got will go on your only child if you had two.
Say disposable income like it's a thing.
But if you had two children, which of the following would you do? Would you take that disposable income you have and split it in two between your two children? Or would you go, we've got this much, and I'm now going to find that much again for the second child? Which of those would you do? You split it in half, because unless you're a magic man who can magic money, at which point, what the fuck are we trying to make this a famous thing for? Then you haven't got any choice. So there are benefits, but all the benefits come from not having to share and teach selfishness. And it's not a deliberate thing. I just think that's the territory that comes with being an only child.
I think you have... There's a lot more to gain from being an only child than just learning to be selfish. I think you could... There'd be a lot of benefits to being an only child in that you have all of your parents' attention. They can spend a lot more time reading to you. You develop quicker than other people in your class, which means you...
Once again, I'm going to use John's argument, but in a reverse way. That's assuming that your parents love you and are good parents and spend that time with you. If they're not going to, then that's when you start developing imaginary friends that then manifest into mental problems you have later in life.
But by proxy, if your parents don't want to spend time with you as a child and there's several children, that's even less time.
It is. So, I mean... We can it all depends on the parents rather than the children, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if you've got bad parents, I would rather have brothers and sisters around me so we can be a unit than be by myself. And then I guess if you've got good parents, then you'd probably rather be by yourself as the child because you're going to get all of their attention and you're going to excel. But you are then going to possibly end up being a bit more selfish and a bit more... feeling as though you're entitled to certain things because you won't have to have shared when you're younger. So I'd roll the dice on the camaraderie because either I've got brothers and sisters and I have to possibly compete for time, compete for money, but what I lose financially and attention from my parents, I gain from my siblings. And if I'm by myself, I've either got all of that attention and money, but I've also got no one to spend all that time with. I haven't got those relationships. And unfortunately, when I get older, assuming whether they're good or bad parents, but let's assume they're good, when they, unfortunately, as time goes on, pass away, I'm then left with not much of a family. Whereas if I've got siblings, I've still got that family and that, you know, that support network to rely upon. This is meant to be a comedy podcast, right?
It's getting a bit ranty.
Well, you might avoid going into therapy because of sibling rivalry. That's got to be a thing.
Possibly.
I don't know. My brother's never achieved anything. I don't have to feel like he challenges my status of best child.
Yeah, I think that statement says more about your relationship with your siblings than it does about us, John.
No, I think as a middle child, you're probably going to be the one that's going to feel the most pressure to outshine the others, because you're not the cute young one, you're not the older wise one, you're the one that's got to bear the brunt of not being the first and not being particularly special either.
Just to confirm, by middle child, I presume you mean like in age, not just... happens to be standing in the middle at that point.
Yeah, I'm talking about age.
Oh, no, but you didn't ask the question.
Obviously age, come on.
Okay, sorry. So that's the only meaning of middle. Would you rather be the median child?
Or the mode
child? Or the mode child.
The mean child.
I don't know. I just know that I enjoyed growing up with siblings. At the time, I hated it, and I'd much rather have been a only child. But looking back, I think I'm a whole lot better off from having grown up in that situation than if I'd have been an only child. And there will be plenty of people that argue against that. Well, I was an only child and I'm not selfish. And I'm not saying that only children are selfish. I just say I think that they tend to have more selfish tendencies that are quite subconscious.
I'm not saying you're more selfish. I'm just saying you're more selfish.
And you don't
realize you may not realize it, but I think you are. The thing is, as much as I want to agree with John with the buying a 30 odd piece fun bag and eating it all to himself and not being share, I shouldn't have bought
a fun size pack in the first place. There's nothing fun about it. They're tiny. Just buy a multi pack of regular size bars for a quarter of the price.
I'm trying to award you the win here.
I know. Sorry. I didn't speak up.
Take your bloody victory and be happy with it. I think growing up with siblings, it does teach you more than just sharing of toys. It's the sharing of time, and it teaches you compassion and understanding, because you have to deal with someone that's possibly not as advanced or more advanced than you are, with other needs and more than the just straightforward ones that you think you understand.
Yeah, it's being part of a clan,
not a cult.
Not a cult.
Like, hey, I've got 8 brothers and sisters and I've got no compassion or understanding.
Once again, that says more about you than it does anything else.
I was just saying for well-adjusted normal human beings.
Oh, right.
Sorry, John. Sorry. Matt Wadens.
Yay! Sorry if that got a bit serious in the middle there, but I got completely thrown off by sharing a personal story with the two Johns, and they decided to use it as ammunition against me. So, yep.
So you got on your soapbox and you let us rip.
Oh, no, I'm quite happy. We've left in plenty of things that I'm sure John would have rather we edited out. So we'll leave that in. And if next time you hear my voice on an episode, it's filled with depression, it's because they've ended my relationship. So, yeah. Due to move in together in January, but might have to put that on hold.
Okay, as this is the sort of semi-unofficial fireworks night podcast, what would you prefer to do? Set off a rocket or have a pack of sparklers?
Okay, when you say set off a rocket, do you like mean a firework rocket? Okay, not an actual NASA rocket.
No.
Like go to Indonesia and blow up a cow? Because apparently that's something you can pay to do, which is just wrong on every level. And also not NASA style, because I don't have the qualifications, I don't think, for that.
Right. Just set off a firework rocket.
Okay. Set off a firework rocket. No, sparklers.
Are you going to let John pick today or not?
No.
Oh, no.
But there's literally nothing stopping him from answering.
He's an only child. He's used to getting his own way.
No, I'm not. You're the only person that I know that has more siblings than I do.
And I've got one, and I think it's too many.
Okay, no, go on then, John. You pick.
I'd rather have sparklers.
I knew you would, you prick.
you literally couldn't pick between the two of them. I'd rather have sparklers because I'm not a firework technician, and I can't stand those bastards who set off fireworks in the street and aim them at people. And yeah, just hate those people. So I don't want to be one of them. And since I'm not, I've no idea what I'm doing with them. I shouldn't be trusted with them either. Also, sparklers bring people together. You stand around in a circle and set fire to something that could potentially burn you, but Hopefully you're all wearing gloves. And
there's nothing sadder than the image of a single child by themselves with a single sparkler.
Yeah, no, the point is that there's lots of people all together. There's a big pack of 20 sparklers and everybody's got one and everyone's smiling and waving them around, hopefully not catching their hair on fire.
See, I'm going to go with the rocket because I have to. I should put a disclaimer on this. I hate everything about fireworks. I think they're ridiculous. I think they're built for single-minded, stupid people. Don't get me wrong, I like big firework displays. Nothing wrong with that. Organised by the council, by the government. Nice big display, lasts 10 minutes. Ooh, wow, spectacular. Yes, brilliant. I don't like the fireworks that they sell in the supermarkets because you're essentially selling weapons and ammunition to anybody for 4 months of the year, from beginning of October to like the end of January for New Year's and bonfire night. And but just like
think,
you said,
just think, the greatest country in the world, America, have got firearms supplies to Joe Public every month of the year.
and yet in certain states, fireworks are illegal, which is my favourite part. I hate them. I hated fireworks ever since I was growing up because they used to scare my dog. My dog was absolutely petrified of them, lucky. And it wasn't just a case of, okay, two nights a year, need to make sure that we're with Lucky to make sure that she's not scared. It was, you know, days and weeks around those dates. And I don't understand why. My least favourite is when you hear them going off during the day. Like, what's that all about? Why would you do that? It is essentially, everyone here has, I assume, been to a backyard firework display, and it's essentially a few pretty lights and some loud noises. Like, get some Christmas lights and a drum kit, if you like. Like, that's how you entertain infant children on TV shows. That's how they build child's TV, with bright colours and funky noises. It's just base level entertainment. You're outside in the cold. The best thing about it is, at least if you've gone to a public one or you've catered yourself, you get a few hot dogs or some sort of that food. I don't like toffee apples. That's just lying to people and telling them that apples should be eaten with toffee on. And most children I knew growing up would just eat the toffee and throw away the apple. So it was just something good wrapped up in a lie, and the good part was thrown away and the kids just eat the lie. The whole story about Guy Fawkes is pretty much forgotten and nobody tells that story anymore. My dad once set up a Roman candle in a wet flower pot with the soil was wet on a bench, should be nice and safe, lit it, only lit it upside down. Why is it not going off? Boom, explosion, flower pot and mud everywhere. And finally, my reason for having the rocket is I would wait until nearby somebody was setting off fireworks on the wrong day. A, I've got that rocket, which is one less that can be set off on the wrong day. Two, I would find out who it was. I would stalk them home and find out where they lived. And then I would wait until bonfire night and I would set it off through their letterbox and spray paint on their lawn. That'll teach her. And I would just do that every year. And slowly but surely.
You'd commit to an act of basically terrorism, trying to blow up someone's house.
Yeah. And if I have to sacrifice myself to get the ban of fireworks, then I will. I hate fireworks more than I hate Christmas.
This is the story of Guy Fawkes. I don't like Parliament, I'll blow it up.
Yeah.
The spirit of Bonfire Night you've encapsulated in your hatred of fireworks. The thing that commemorates them.
But this all stems from the fact that they scare my dog. Or scares my dog. Rest in peace, Lucky.
What's the difference between Guy Fawkes and a firework? They let the firework off.
Oh. Bravo. Bravo.
Okay, John. Would you like to tell us more about sparklers before I make my decision?
Fewer people die holding a sparkler than holding a rocket, or get seriously disfigured. I'm sure people do get seriously disfigured by sparklers, but I reckon that's when they're holding like 10 in one hand and try to light them all at once.
Probably, but, or doing stupid things like holding them in their bum cheeks and then burning them.
And then trying to light a firework with them.
Yeah.
Basically, they're just overall less dangerous, and I don't like dangerous things.
I'm totally with you. The only reason I want this rocket is so I can use it to essentially stop other people from letting off fireworks. I'm using it as a firearm, as weaponry. I hate fireworks. I don't hate fireworks. I hate the general public's access to fireworks and their general attitude towards them. So, yeah, I'm quite happy for you to go with sparklers, to be honest. I have no passion behind wanting this rocket whatsoever. I hate fireworks, and the only reason I want this rocket is to cause injury to people that used to scare my dog, or the type of people that used to scare my dog. Because the type of people that let off fireworks on the wrong night of the year are the kind of people that commit crimes, and they're also the kind of people that are racist.
Can we just clarify something? What's your feeling about fireworks?
They're all right. I just hate them standing out in the cold while flashy lights go boom. Like, what is the point? Like, that is how you entertain a child. And do you know what the ironic thing is? They're too loud for children. They scare them.
Children love sparklers.
Children love sparklers. Sparklers win.
Yeah, obviously. I physically couldn't endorse your victory there, Matt. Because you were going to use the rocket as a weapon. I can't endorse that. I can't have people getting hurt and going, oh, well, they said it was fine on the podcast.
Yeah, but not even the people that let off fireworks on the wrong night. You're a lover of dogs. Did it not bother? Not scare them?
Not really. We watched the firework display with Alf.
Oh. To be fair, knowing Alf, he probably started trying to chase them.
No, he was like, he just stared up at the sky like, what the hell is that?
Fair enough.
He was cool with it.
Public access to explosives just seems ridiculous to me. And especially when the age is 18 as well.
18-year-olds are the worst.
I know. It's hard to whip a nene when you've blown your arm off with some whatever they're called.
You're right. It's
whirling dervishes.
Bang out of order.
Oh.
Oh yeah, my dad also set the shed door on fire with a Catherine wheel.
Doesn't sound like a very good experience as a child with fireworks.
They were the best things. When that pot of soil blew up because the Roman candle was upside down, it was hilarious. They're not cheap either. Have you seen them?
The last fireworks, they got free. I was temping and unloading a huge truck full of them, and instead of paying overtime, they paid me in 200 quid's worth of fireworks rather than spending an extra £14 for an hour's worth of labour.
Oh, nice.
It was awesome.
Were they the ones that we set off at next to the farm?
Yes, those ones. They were free.
Our friends live next to a farm. We didn't just go next to a farm and set them off.
They were good. We were standing way too close, though.
Yeah, you told me that I wasn't allowed anywhere near them because this was back when I wasn't a responsible adult. And by the time
so
it came to
set underneath them.
No, by the time it came to setting them off, I was one of the most sober people there because I came and helped you like get rid of them because they started firing off into the field.
They were firing over the field. That was the plan.
I don't remember. All I remember is something went wrong and you and I had to go and like kick them.
No, they weren't setting off because someone didn't light the fuse. They lit something else. They just lit the packaging.
Oh, I don't remember. I hate fireworks so much. I'm quite surprised, actually, because where I live, I thought I'd hear them quite a lot more than I have been, and I haven't. So maybe this is the year.
But no one sets any off.
No one sets any off. I couldn't even pretend to endorse fireworks, and the only way I felt that I could argue for them was to use them to take out people who like fireworks. It's like killing people with kindness, fighting fire with fire. It works.
I'm not entirely sure that's how it does work, but okay. I like your enthusiasm. But John does wins. Sparklers are awesome.
Oh no.
That means you have to think of questions.
And that's fine by me.
Who wants to tell the story about last time we spelt something out in sparklers using slow exposure?
I wondered how long this would take to come out. Right. We had exactly 14, well, 15 people. We needed one to take the photo. Somebody said we need a 14-word phrase. I came up with a phrase, which was very quickly, might I add, thank you very much. But I said, why don't we write, fuck you, you, see you next Tuesday. And one of our friends went, how'd you figure that out so quick? And I was like, I don't know. I think I was just lucky, to be honest. So we did it. So we made sure that everybody had a letter. Some of the people that we thought might struggle with doing the letters backwards for the photo, we gave things like an O or a T. I took charge of that job. Then I got the C, didn't I? Because I wanted to be that hard C. What was the only letter that was backwards in that photo, Johns?
Oh, it was the C.
And I'm quite sure it's been taken down because it was my display picture on Facebook for quite a long time and I haven't seen it in ages.
It had two curse words in it. Of course it got it taken down.
Oh. It was your brother that took that photo, John. Do you reckon you've still got it?
Both Johns have brothers. You need to clarify.
Okay. Which John here thinks that he was invited to a party that we were at and his brother was there taking pictures?
Both of our brothers were there.
Were they?
Yes. Both of our brothers were there.
I thought the only time that I've met your brother was at your house.
Sadly not. His existence has... I can't even say it with a straight face. He's been existing in the same space as you at some other point in time as well.
Oh. Well, I apologise for not remembering him being there. Well, either way, the other John's brother was at a lot more social activities than your brother ever was.
Or ever will.
John?
Yes?
I asked you a question.
What was it?
Don't worry. This has been with John Rather, and we'll see you all next week.
I've been John. Let's go out with a bang.
I've been John, and I sometimes flare up.
Please, everyone, be safe on Bonfire Night. Don't be stupid. Bye-bye.
Don't set fire to hedgehogs.
I'll download the sound of a firework there. Because I tried to whistle and it didn't work, and then I tried to clap, and I even managed to fuck the clapping up as well.
Oh, that's the best outro.
John, nothing, eat something! We want somebody to-